KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a chance for isolated showers late this afternoon, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Adams County report a man and woman from Creston were arrested on drug charges late Tuesday morning. Authorities say at around 11:45 a.m., the Adams County K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 34 and Tulip Avenue. During the stop, the K-9 backhoe was deployed and indicated on the vehicle. A probable cause search was conducted and a pipe used to smoke methamphetamine was located. The two occupants of the vehicle denied ownership of the pipe. The driver, William Ridley of Creston, was placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under suspension, and providing false identification information. His passenger, Michelle Peterson, also of Creston, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Ridley and Peterson both have outstanding warrants for their arrests from other jurisdictions. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 8 people were arrested on separate drug charges recently. On Monday, as the result of a traffic stop, Cass County deputies arrested 21-year-old J. Robert Blank and 19-year-old Jace Allen Nice, both of Cedar Rapids. They were taken into custody on a felony charge of drug tax stamp violation, a felony possession with the intent to deliver marijuana charge, and 13 pounds of marijuana was seized during that traffic stop Monday. Both parties were taken to the Cass County Jail. Nice and Blank were released the following day on $10,000 bond each. That same day, as the result of a search warrant, Cass County deputies arrested 28-year-old David Gregory Fredrickson and 24-year-old Catherine Josephine Charles, both of Atlantic, each on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held yesterday on $50,000 bond each. On May 19th, 42-year-old Aaron Seth Cardinal of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested in Cass County on a felony drug tax stamp violation and for possession of alprazolam, second offense. Cardinal was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $7,000 bond. That same day, 27-year-old Mark Allen Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $1,600 bond. On May 16th, as the result of a search warrant, Cass County deputies arrested 42-year-old Samantha Sue Clark of Atlantic on felony burglary in a third degree charge, felony drug tax stamp violation, 4 counts of possession of a controlled substance, 6 counts of unlawful possession of prescription medication, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft in the fifth degree. Also arrested was 30-year-old Amber Catherine Stevens of Atlantic on charges of unlawful possession of prescription medication and possession of a controlled substance. Both women were taken to the Cass County Jail, where Clark remains held on $21,000 bond. Stevens' bond was set at $2,000. Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday also released a lengthy report on numerous arrests that were not drug-related. 3 arrests took place Sunday. 32-year-old David Andrew Bowen of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. 40-year-old Robert Michael Howie Jr. of University Park, Iowa, was arrested for interference with official acts. He pled guilty and was released. And 60-year-old Kent Allen Harrison of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on charges of assault on a law officer, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and trespass in the first degree. Harrison was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $5,000 bond. On May 17th, 20-year-old Wyatt Joe Bloomfield of Eskridge, Kansas, was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. He was released the next day on $1,000 bond. On May 18th, 26-year-old Jade Michael Nicholson of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Nicholson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. On May 13th, 32-year-old Antoinetta Patricia Lloyd of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. And on May the 12th, 34-year-old Ryan John Platts of Urbandale was arrested for OWI first offense. Lloyd and Platts were taken to the Cass County Jail. Both were later released on their own recognizance. The U.S. District Court in Pottawatomie County has sentenced a McClellan man to 1 year plus 1 day of imprisonment for tax evasion. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday Judge Stephanie Rose on May 11th also ordered 49-year-old Michael Collins to pay restitution to the IRS amounting to slightly more than $70,274, and to pay a fine of $34,770. Collins will serve a 3-year term of supervised release following his imprisoned term. In our funeral announcements, Betty Franklin Moore, age 73, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Betty Moore will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Albert McMichael, age 80, of Avoca, died May 15th. Funeral services for Albert McMichael will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ramona Harris, age 88, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ramona Harris will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Eldon Lee, age 91, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bill Lee will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Richard Dick Cool, age 91, of Greenfield, died March 29th in Texas. A massive Christian burial for Dick Cool will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Howard Hendrickson, age 93, of Harlan, died April 11th, and 68-year-old Peggy Jo Gregert of Pueblo, Colorado, died February 8th. Joint memorial services for Howard Hendrickson and Peggy Jo Gregert will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Wayne Logue, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Wayne Logue will be Saturday at 2:15 p.m. at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Marilyn Wiedemeyer, age 94, of Adair, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Wiedemeyer are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.